Well, thanks. Thanks.
Ready.
We good, Sheila? Okay. Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for November 19th, 2018. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Emily Hayes.
Hillary Adam.
Great. The members of the commission here today are
Ernestina Fuenmayor.
Maya Fodi.
Annie Mahoney.
Kristen Miner.
Matthew Roman.
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. I believe the first agenda item we have is a briefing.
Actually, before that, we have just a couple items of interest. I have a couple things, but I'm first going to turn it over to Emily to explain some new visual hearing aids.
Perfect.
So hopefully you noticed on the way in, there is a new welcome sign outside the door. It's one of a number of visual aids that will be present in the hearings room from now on. On the back table where we have drawing sets and memos, there will also be an agenda outlining the order of each meeting, as well as an overview for the Type 3 and the DAR. Those correspond to memos, which you should now start seeing, as well as the new staff presentation templates, all of which have some continuity to try to make it clear which type of review is happening at the time. So there's some information about design advice request versus the Type 3, try to provide some continuity for staff and for the commission. There should also be some changes coming to the agenda itself. So the commission agenda will get a similar visual look. I'm also putting together a packet of information for the chair. So that's whoever's chairing the hearing that day will have a packet of information that has the agendas that you see in the room, as well as the overview and all of the scripts pertaining to the different types of review that may be happening for the day. So that's clear for everyone who's working that day. We're going to go through all of this at your next retreat. So if you have questions as this starts to roll out, we'll have some further discussion at that time.
Sounds good. I would like all of us to maybe take a minute, you know, either on your way out or just at some point during the hearing to make sure you look at, you know, the materials that are here today.
Thanks.
Thanks.
So some items of interest. Quickly, the 1727 Northwest Hoyt project was appealed. It's at City Council next week. November 29th at 2 p.m., we typically have a member of the commission go to City Council to provide testimony, so I'm hoping somebody can do that. Leadership is always great.
I'm happy to go and testify at City Council on the 29th.
Okay. This is basically just reaffirming Landmark's position.
Okay. You can put me down. If anyone else wants to come, please, you know.
Okay. And I would just note that it was a 5-1 vote, so
sure.
Acknowledging that one vote
sure.
Is also good. And then we thought we had a new date for a retreat, January 11th, but January is looking to be pretty crazy with a couple of appeals. Landmark designation, Rothko is coming back for a third DAR and a couple of briefings. So thanks to the polling that we did, we now know that we have a quorum for January 7th. So we would like to schedule a third hearing date on January 7th and then move some things around. And then we will be asking you if about your availability for February for a retreat then. Shola and Laura pass out a sheet, so if you could look at your calendars and respond to that and give it to them before the end of the hearing today, that'd be great. And then Tim is going to be taking over for me today at a certain point because I have to go down to City Hall for a commissioner assistance briefing. And then he's just going to run the rest of the show, including the fourth item on the agenda, which is other commission business, which we put on here so that we could have another discussion about retreat ideas if not everyone was here the last time we had that discussion. So that can be a time to discuss that. And that's all from me right now.
Okay.